6 times to fish.
Were a very small stretch with a big light was my first one. I believe the second one was
about
being a family also together, that, you know, get together, encourage each other, a fellowship. The third one was the thing about Jeremiah. I even wrote the song, Jeremiah 29:11, that was my message. And another one I think I preached about Paul being converted, right? Acts 3:9, he was converted to Christianity. The Lord brought him to be able to reach out the Gentiles and the Jews and the non-believers. And the last one I did a couple of months ago was about Daniel. So when you really read the Bible, there's so much prophets and persons in the Bible that we can share their lives in, you know. But the most important thing about anything here is who? Jesus, right? All these prophets believe in Jesus. Believe in the God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen? Well, today, let's pull out the first scripture that I put in there. Let's take a look at the first scripture. Let's read it together. Psalm 118:24. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Isn't it a blessing that this is the day the Lord has made? It's a blessing that we're here. We're not an accident here. You guys are brought here by the Spirit of God. Amen? And it's really a blessing to be able to say, Lord, I'm still breathing. A blessing to be able to breathe the breath of life. Can you say to your the people beside you to say, it's a blessing to be able to breathe the breath of life? Can you say it? It's a blessing. Yeah, it's not an accident here. God has brought here. Okay, but praise God. My message title is, as you see it, are you prepared and ready? I think I am. Are you guys? Are you ready? This is talking about the second coming of Christ and what's going to happen in this, I would say, a little bit wicked world. Because it's a good thing it's raining today, because you know who am I going to talk about a little bit today? It's about Noah. The days of Noah was so not good. I will re-enumerate what's happening in the time Noah built the ark. But let's just move on, and then we'll talk about how the flood started, because God told Noah to build a ship, right? So let's talk about first why Noah built that ship and what happened to that days in the olden days. There's so many bad things, sad news going on around this world. When I read the papers every morning, I always ask one of my patients, Auntie, what's the news today? What's the headline? There's nothing. Always sad and bad news. In fact, I want to even say that football is bad, but last night, praise God, they won the last game, yeah? That was a praise for U8s, but my basketball team is doing good. Yeah, the U8s basketball is doing good. And my Miami NBA team is also doing good. Even struggling, but doing good. Amen? I love basketball. That's my exercise every day. But anyways, the sad news is like this. Let me have a glimpse of all the sad news, the wicked things happening in this world. Way back, I want to start in 1993. My wife and me moved here in 94. You know why? Two occasions in 93 that I told my wife, it's about time to move. Because when I moved to America, my dad always tells me, oh, there's a San Andreas fault earthquake in LA, you know, from San Francisco to LA. So we live in Glendale for almost 7 years, back and forth. But anyway, in 1993, Rodney King, you know that guy, the black guy? He was beaten by the police, and there was a riot, L.A. riot. We live in Glendale, and that's the only place that must never burn. Pasadena, Burbank, name it, all over L.A. was burned. I told my wife, I graduated in respiratory, it's about time to go back to Hawaii here. So another 93 occasion, I heard, remember this very freaky Bible freak guy, David Koresh. He is the leader of the Davidian branch, Branch Davidian. He put up his small church, 76 people. They went to Waco, Texas, a property there. He owned it. On that, I think they bought it. So all of them praise God. But I believe he's a Seventh-day Adventist. He knows the Bible in and out. But he just didn't really do it the right way. He added on to the words of the Bible, which is not right. When you add on, when you interpret the Bible in your own way and then do things not the right way, it's not good. So there was a problem in their property. I think the ATF found them to have violation with firearms. They're fully armed there. So that's why the ATF went there and kind of like said a warrant arrest. But there was gunfight. 4 ATF died and 6 Bronze Division died. But then the FBI came in to help them. And then I think there was an investigation that David Koresh and the whole of all of them, they burned themselves. So 76 people died, 20 children, 2 pregnant women. Can you believe that? That's just one, 1993. Another 1993, 9/11, that's when the Whittier earthquake broke in LA. That's when my wife, Han, I think this is the San Andreas fault thing. You know, the 1906 San Francisco earthquake. Yeah, it's bad. That's earthquake. I'm going to tell you about the Ring of Fire now. So Whittier, that was a big earthquake. So we moved here in 94. And another, that's the 1993. Columbine, 1999. The killing, the massacre, right? That's another sign of times. This sign of times that these days are wicked. So there's a 2000 Y2K, supposed to be a computer crash down. It never happened, right? And there's the 9/11, 2001. You believe that? And then there's the New Orleans, 2005. The Katrina, 1,800 people died. And then there's terrorism going all around the world. Even now, we cannot really, you know, be guaranteed that there's no tourism. The Arabs, the Al-Qaeda, whatever you call it, is, you know, going against us Christians. And there's the Haiti earthquake in 2010. This is the Ring of Fire now, Pacific Ring of Fire. Haiti earthquake, Sendai earthquake, tsunami. There's the New Zealand in 2012-13. And then the Cebu Bohol one. It was this October 15, 2013. That's a big earthquake in the Philippines. About, I don't know how many people died there, but. And then the very first strongest hurricane windstorm just recently, November 7, in Tacloban, the Hayal, the Yolanda. And right now, we're still counting how many people really died. It's all probably in the 4,000 now. And us, the church, we help. America's helping the countries around the world are helping the Philippines right now. And how about another sign of time, the UFO sightings phenomenon throughout how many decades now? UFO is showing up. Is there a sign of time to you? Yeah? How about the phenomenal trumpet sounds last year? Throughout the world, Chile, Germany, here in America, there's trumpet sounds. What does that mean? That's signs of the wicked days that, you know, going on right now. Amen? All these are signs of times. The end of times are right in the corner. Amen? Let's take a look at first on your notes, Matthew 24:37. It says here, but as the days of Noah were, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man be. There's so many questions I'm going to be asking you throughout the messages here, that message I'm going to say. The first one was, are you prepared and ready? Right? The second one would be, do you really think Jesus Christ is coming back to this earth? I don't know. I don't, because when that time comes, we'll all be redeemed. We Christians will be brought up in the air first. Then the dead, I mean, the dead goes first, and then he will be caught up in the air with Jesus when he's coming, right? Are we actually, right? Are we in the days like the Noah days, Sodom and Gomorrah? I believe so. That's a very tough question to really answer. But the Bible says, scoffers, you know what scoffers are? They are mockers. They are the ungodly people who doesn't care about who God is. The scoffers will come in the last days and the day of judgment. is going to come. Scary, yeah? For years, people thought that the threat of a nuclear holocaust was diminishing. But nuclear capabilities and international hostilities continually causes us fear. It might put an incident, it can still plunge into a global catastrophe. Can you picture that? The nuclear holocaust, it's not diminishing. I'm going to explain further. The World War III is imminent. It's so sad to really, really think about that. We're closer now to worldwide apocalypse than at any other time in the past. That's the reality. We're closer. We're very close to that. Iran. So what happened last week? I think last week. President Obama signed up with Iran, yeah? Sanctions. They're supposed to be sanctioned because, hey, they're building this big, you know, mass buildup of missiles. But an agreement, I think, was agreed that 6 months to hold up the buildup and lift up the sanction. But what's going to happen after 6 months? Do you think Iran will stop building it up? I don't think so. Iran is ready to strike Jerusalem. But you know what? President Netanyahu is not afraid. He's the fightiest, boldest, very, very, you know, brave president of Israel. That he said, even if the United States are going to help, I'm going to strike Iran, whatever I can. I think the only thing holding him is the tribunal there, you know, the legislature. He cannot do it by himself. People there in Jerusalem have to really, you know, like we brainstorm as elders, board, or you have to sit down, or the Congress, you know. No, don't do that. Because it's what, it will literally open a Pandora box. The third, the war is going to happen. Believe me, it's going to happen. Because once Jerusalem attacks Iran, who's going to help? The neighboring Arab countries. And who's going to help Jerusalem? U.S., Germany, Great Britain, France, and allies. Something like that. But anyways, let's move on. In fact, this book, I want to show you. 6 months after, can you please put the four blood moons? This one, I'm just reading it. I'm not done yet. It's called Four Blood Moons. You know what's this book, Jan Hege? That something's going to happen. Can you, see that? On April 14, Jan Hege said the fourth blood moon is going to happen. It's total eclipse. It happens on the Passover. And this, the first third, it says there, the third, actually, the three blood moons was on 1940. But I don't have to enumerate it. I'm just showing you. The second, please. Can you show the second one? The blood moon. Let's read that. The second PowerPoint for blood. Okay, look at this. The Jewish people are still the apple of God's eye. They are still cherished and chosen of God. And they still... And they are still the people of covenant, a covenant God has pledged to keep forever. Therefore, we can rightly conclude that the next series of four blood moons of 2014 and 2015 will also hold significance for Israel and the Jewish people. Each of the three previous series of four blood moons began with a trail of tears and ended with triumph for the Jewish people. The Old Testament prophets clearly state that when the Jewish people return from their second exile, they will never be removed from their covenant homeland again. Therefore, China, Iran, Russia, and the uprising of the Arab Spring will not remove the people from the land of Israel from the earth. God Almighty is going to defend Israel itself, and Israel will prevail over all of us in the present. Can you believe that? Chosen country, chosen people. Praise God. Let's take a look at... Anyways, you gotta understand, when you read the Bible, you go on Ezekiel, and then Daniel, Revelations. These are the prophecies of the Bible. And it speaks of the uncertainties of the end of the world. Let's take a look at the next verse, Matthew 24:37. It's in your notes. Let's read it together. Ready? Go. But as... Oh, we read this already? Oh, okay. Anyways, let's jump into the next verse then. Genesis 6, 5 and 8. This is the day when God told Noah that, hey, the wickedness of your days, Noah, I'm going to flood the earth. You better listen to me. And then this, let's read this now. Genesis 6, 5 to 8. Ready? Go. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. But this is the promise here. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. So without Noah, probably we're not here. Just imagine, he flooded the whole earth. And, oh, it's a beautiful thing that's going to happen next year. Hollywood is making a big picture. It's called Noah. Russell Crowe, I think, is the one acting it. I think they're building a huge, huge, you know, replica of Noah's art. And I would love to watch that next year. Anyways, can you believe that? Without Noah, there was no probably... That's in written in the Bible, and I'm not telling that from myself, you know. That's from the Bible. So, is there really a parallel today, or similarity for what's happening in Noah's days? I would believe so. Yeah? This thing, that verse 5, every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. That's so sad, if you really think about it. You know, the days of Noah, marriage was abused. People were corrupt, like nowadays too. Murders arising, violence prevailed. There was a lot of religion at that time. But it's decadent, meaning to say no moral values. Like, you know, buffet Christian, oh yeah, just do what I'm going to do, all the kind of stuff. Not the full-on 100% Christian at that time. So there was no personal relationship with God. People were occupied with the things of the world, like we are right now, and didn't have time with God. So during the days of Noah, God warned, unless you repent and change your ways, you're going to face the judgment. But you know what? In the middle of all that corruption and wickedness, Noah dared to live for God. Noah believed in God, and by faith, he built a ship in the middle of the desert, and he and his family were saved. Is it in your... I don't think it's in your Hebrews 11:7.
Do I have a copy of
Hebrews 11:7 or not? Yep. Or else I'll just read it. Hebrews 11:7. Yeah. Bear with me. This is a 2-hour message, okay? And it's really good. I love it. Yes, I think all of us are going to learn about the Noah days and compared to our days right now. Our days are just as, I should say, a little bit wicked from the Noah days. Oh, what do you think? Where is my James, Peter, John? Okay, it should be after Philemon, yeah? Oh! 11, what did I say? 11:7. It says here. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. According to faith. He has the faith that really moves him to do that. And if you go to 11:1, if you have your Bible, this is what faith is means. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Do you have faith in God? That's another question. Do you trust God that God will redeem you? Victory in your life, abundant, peaceful, loving life. If you are not, that's my prayer right now. You have to repent so that your sins will be blotted away. That's Acts 3:19. Repent, therefore, so that your sins will be blotted away and times of refreshing comes from the presence of the Lord. That's a beautiful verse to ponder when you are not yet in line with the Word of God. I really want to invite you to commit yourself 100%. Because we all work every day. But do you even have time, even a 15-minute talk with God, reading the Bible? Please do. And Pastor Ben will be praying for you as sinners. Prayer later on if you haven't fully accepted Jesus Christ. This is the bottom line. This is what I'm here for. I'm not talking for myself. It's all about God. The one we're singing, it's all about God. The one we're singing, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but me, you know. These are all songs, but, you know, song. I was supposed to do the heart of worship message today, but this is just what the Lord told me. Okay. Preach about being ready because Jesus is coming soon. Let's move ahead. In faith, you better believe, you know, you can have a peace.